Ben? Ben?
Ben. Happy.
There's something wrong with Ben.
That's a bit harsh. Welcome to Air Dit Radio. Welcome to Edit Radio. My name is Ben. Hello, I'm coming to you live from my bedroom right here in the grand old year of 2026. Starting off the podcast this week with a band called Cusp. The song is Follow Along, take from an album called What I Want Doesn't Want Me Back, which is out right now. Thank you for joining us here. It's your one-stop weekly shop for songs that, quite frankly, do not suck. Normally, this would be the kind of time where I tell you what episode number of Edit Radio we are up to, but to be honest, my firewall for the past few weeks has not let me get into the Edit Radio website, so I've got absolutely no idea what Edit Radio podcast number we're up to. My firewall is proper crazy. There are programs, like legitimate programs, that I use month in, month out, and every time I try and use them, my firewall will flip the freak out. It will just go crazy. It's convinced that there's a terrorist around every corner. As a result, I'm really out of touch with the episode numbers. Safe to say, it's greater than zero and less than infinity. Let's just say it's like 1,000,005. Welcome to Edit Radio Podcast number 1,000,005. I hope people can still access the podcast. I hope I'm not like the only one listening to this. You know what? If I am the only one listening to this, that's absolutely fine. Because I have found so many great bands by doing this Edit Radio Podcast. It's the only thing that keeps me up to date with new music, is getting out every month in, month out, finding you the best stuff that I can find, and helping me do the same thing like along the way, helping me find my new favorite bands. My hope this week is that I help you find one of your new favorite bands, and there is loads of cool stuff to choose from. a smorgasbord. This is Ben Queller.
Measure in the music, breaks in three parts. Casually see, but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punky. Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrasing Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Do-Si-Do's your daughter. A dry camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound, y'all, and y'all can bet that the action's not a trick, but show me the function.
Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's the magic number. This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the cost that we dine. And three out of every darn time, the effect is when a daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up the casualty. Maybe you can subtract it, you can call it your lucky partner. Maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three? Makes possible me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunt of the soul. Souls who flaunt style gain praises by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen, cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dove and a plug. Set aside a legal substance, you feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor, so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune, but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number.
Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
Great way to kick off the year. Ben Queller was the first of the two songs you heard there from the album that came out middle of last year called Cover the Mirrors. That song was featuring Waxahachie, if you listen really carefully in the background. The song from Ben Queller was called Dollar Store. After that, you just heard the unmistakable sound of De La Soul's The Magic Number, or 3 is the magic number, depending on if you want to read out the bit in brackets or not. From the legendary, the groundbreaking 1989 album, 3 feet high and rising. And just imagine, if ever you're having like an interesting day and work is maybe kicking you in the pants, just be grateful that you were not in the licensing department the day that De La Soul handed in like the world's most sample heavy hip-hop album for clearance. That's what really kept it off streaming services for so long. It's just, how do you clear an album in this age with that many samples on it? Absolutely bonkers. De La Soul, incredible. The magic number. Just one example of the incredible kind of stuff. Oh, my voice is going. How do I clear my throat in the sexiest possible way? Keep going with this podcast. Hang on. Nailed it. Ben Queller, De La Soul, two fine examples of the great kind of music that we have here for you here on Edit Radio. There is no limit to what we will play as long as it's good. It's on, as far as I'm concerned. And that's why, to come on the podcast this week, an incredible mishmash of styles, including an absolute dance floor banger. We've got punk so smooth it's almost a liquid. Oh, and we've got a 20th anniversary segment continues into 2026 as we look back at the year 2006. Stick with us. We're going to have some incredible dance floor fillers and Nothing by The Killers.
Please let me in. I'm a bug under your skin. Is it so wrong of me to think I'm worth it? Crunch up again. It's a chip I'm stepping in. Share the bowl. A couple days ago. Release control. There's so much I'll never know about you now that I found out you owe me nothing. It's creeping up to our front door, but I told it come back later. Crawling by. Please don't cry, I was just being honest. I'm running out of reasons to keep pushing through. Say that there's more to life than cleaning up my room. I'd get you out of my head if I knew how to. Say there's a reason I keep coming back to you. We'll be right back.
What a powerful punch. Remember, Sports are the band. The song is called Bug, taken from an album that comes out next month called The Refrigerator. Remember, Sports originally from Ohio somewhere, I believe, these days residing in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where all of the world's best bands hang out. Not all of them. No, wait. Scratch that. Where a lot of the world's best bands hang out. That's better. More accurate. The new album's called The Refrigerator. I'm pretty sure it was from Remember Sports, who a few years ago had a song called The Washing Machine. So perhaps over the course of their career, they're going to be recording a song for all of the white goods in your home. Superb. Teacher's Pet is the song taken from the Pedro the Lion album Santa Cruz, in which David Bazan details the various scrapes he got into and adventures he had growing up in the Washington area. It's a great album. I'm not sure if young David Bazan sounds like a nightmare or somebody who I would have thought was some kind of god if I bumped into him when I was small. But Great album, Pedro the Lion, Santa Cruz. The song was Teacher's Pet. I hope wherever you are so far, 2026 has been treating you pretty well. I mean, locally speaking. I know globally the world is a shitstorm. But you join me here on a Monday. The reason I mention that is because it's been a good Monday. I kind of dread a little bit Mondays, because Monday is one of my busiest days of the week, and there are things that can go wrong within that day, being so busy. But today everything really came together. It was really good, right down to how, just before I started recording this podcast today, I had a great bowl of grapes. And sometimes having a great bowl of grapes before you start your podcast can really, really do things for you. I hope you're having a good time wherever you are, whichever day you're listening to this on, and wherever you are in the space-time continuum. Personally, it's January 2026. Where I am. To come on the podcast this week, we've got great stuff for new albums from Snowcaps and Aesop Rock. We've got something very old that's turning 20. But I think these next two songs are my favourites on the podcast this week. Starting off with, I like a wide variety of music. Not everything that I listen to has to have guitars in it. In fact, sometimes what I want to hear is just like a constant, insistent beat that fills me with joy and just... Yeah, you know the kind of song? The kind of, like, driving beat, like, really up song that if you're down, it makes you feel happy. If you are in a club, it makes you go nuts. If you're in your kitchen, you dance around the kitchen. And if it comes in your AirPods when you are out in public, you have to fight that urge to kind of, I don't know, have some kind of dance breakdown and just strut your way down the street. The kind of song that if somebody saw you having some kind of dance jam to a song nobody else could hear in the middle of the street, they would have come up to you and they would say, "Hey, you, cool dancing person, what song are you listening to?" And you would go to tell them what song it was, but the only sound that you could make was this. This is a banger.
Get what you want, not what you ask for. Sitting on money is what I stand for. It ain't that deep to be so shallow. Chose my path to walk a straight narrow. Mama broke days trying to get something, a whole lot of nothing. For the big bucks, you can't play yes, I'ma make them pay ya. Better wake up, cause the weeks they sleep. When the money talk, listen, it ain't cheap. Fuck a doctor or a lawyer, I'm nobody wanna be. He just look up to me, role model from the streets. I'm a rock star, baby, so I get what I want. Why did I fry? I'm a pop star, baby, so I get what I want.
If I'm being honest, and I would lie to all that I wanted, was to be like you.
Serial copycat, I want my money back. Honestly, tell me who you wanna be.
Love me, only love myself. So they all want me like a bump off a key. Everybody know me, but I'm losing myself. All I ever wanted was to be like you, so I'm doing that too. Worldwide superstar, fuck who you are with a new sports car. Dance with the stars, I'ma walk on the moon. Got my head in the clouds, ain't coming back soon. Do what I do, I'ma make my own moves. No lies on the truth when I step in that booth. Looking up the stars, just might go blind, can't block my shine. Looking up the stars, just might go blind, can't block my shine.
If I'm being honest, and I would lie to all that I wanted, was to be like you.
Serial copycat, I want my money back. Honestly, tell me who you wanna be.
Rap star, pop star, rock star. Give me that rap.
Amazing. In reverse order then, those three, you just heard Snowcaps. That's the new project from Katie and Alison Crutchfield and MJ Lenderman and a man named Brad Cook, who I don't know. Sorry, Brad. Snowcaps are the band, taken from their self-titled debut album, surprise released out of nowhere last year. That song was called Heathcliff. Before that, taken from an album called Yells at Cloud, it's the new album from Plosives, the punk supergroup. That song is called Falls Equivalency. It's so smooth and so good and so great to have Plosives back. And then before that, an underappreciated absolute banger from Danny Brown featuring Underscores. Danny Brown is one of those people who, like, we've definitely played him on the podcast many, many times before. Once you've identified his voice, and he's got quite a distinctive voice, once you kind of hear him and you're like, ah, oh, that's Danny Brown, you start to kind of hear him everywhere. That's Danny Brown. His new album that came out last year on Warp Records is called Stardust. That song was called Copycats. And I repeat, it's time to look at the 20th anniversary song, I believe. I mean, I wasn't sure if I was going to be doing. I wasn't sure whether I was going to be doing the 20th annual celebrations again this year. I was, because I couldn't remember what kind of album came out in 2006. And to be honest, we're getting on in the next few years for Edit Radio's 20th birthday. At which point, I'm not sure we should be looking back 20 years anymore, because that will freak me out. But then I sat down with like the release calendar for 2006 from various different places, and I realized there was so much good stuff. It would just be a crime to not grab with both hands the opportunity to force you to listen to some of this stuff. And if we're going to be looking back at the albums of 2006, where better to start than one of the most memorable albums in British rock of all time. Then
kick me out, kick me out. I don't wanna hear you no, kick me out, kick me out. I don't want to hear you, kick me out, kick me out. I don't wanna hear you, I don't wanna hear you. Fake tales of San Francisco echo through the air. And there's a few bored faces at a park hall wishing they weren't there. And as the microphone squeaks, the young girl's telephone beeps. Yeah, she's dashing for the exit. Oh, she's running to the streets outside. Oh, you save me, she screams down the line. The band would fucking wank and I'm not having a nice time. I don't want to hear you.
Kick me out, kick me out.
I don't want to hear you, no.
Kick me out, kick
yeah,
me out.
Yeah, Bird said it's amazing though. So all that's left is the proof that love's not only blind but deaf.
I mean, I just had to because they're right together there on the album. Taken from the album called Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. Surely one of the most powerful debut rock albums in the UK of all time, probably. Right, you just heard I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor, followed by Fake Tales of San Francisco. I knew that it was like 2000 somewhere. I was a little bit surprised to see them in 2006. That came out in January 2006. But I think, I mean, it makes sense. I think the reason why I'm surprised to find that's 20 years old is because it has aged pretty well. And to this day, I mean, it sent a shockwave through indie dance floors back then. And I think it probably still does now. There are two songs to go. This is going to be Aesop Rock.
With someone who ain't fucking with that double speak, barely up for single speak. Don't run up on some fun police if something tougher isn't done. I'm plugging all your puppy teeth. I can't explain to y'all how much time I don't have for this. Infinite amounts to ban exactly it. Let's pack it in or spin some actual axes at each other. Happy hunting. The trick is how to trap and stuff what's added up to nothing for so long. It's like throwing a book at a ghost. You can damage the book, plus they just poof in a smoke. It's like fumbling your phone to get a photo of a Bigfoot, then failing to convince your friends it isn't just some tribute with a trickster and gorilla suit. Then you're questioning your own account of things. Maybe that close encounter wasn't how it seemed. Find me in the truck, sizing other drifters up. High C in the cup.
Yo, I'll be in the cut. The cut. Yo, I'll be in the cut. Woo! Woo! Yo, I'll be in the cut. The cut. Yo, I'll be in the cut. Woo! Woo!
Ooh. Trap doors open up and swallow my lame gifts. You're welcome to stop in. Just watch what you say next. I get them.
saying last at the station that doesn't take requests. We play for traded cassettes and the straight to VHS. We read off Trivial Pursuit cards from the Goodwill, porting bagels from Long Island to a mountain over Whoville, then repelling to the foothills, waving from the wavy lane. Radio silent, running errands on an 80s shape. Radio flyer, pulling prey to the fire. I'm in the area ashy, my name engraved on my lighter. Swap myself into a frame at the neighborhood diner. That's the kind of game we admire. Rooftop of night market, I am marking a thin crowd. I shimmy down the closest pole, behold the old get in, get out. Dicey little mutt, winding other littles up. Hide your chicken club.
Yo, I'll be in the cut. The cut. The cut. The cut. Yo, I'll be in the cut. Woo! Woo! Yo, I'll be in the cut. The cut. The cut, yo, I'll be in the cut. Woo! Woo! Ooh!
Brick roads come in many colors. There's many different wizards and vigilante justice and simple family functions that should come with panic buttons and learning how to always hunt your supper standing up when jump up, tuck, spin, land on one knee, fist down, split this town along Jump Street. Where you learn that one? I actually never done that before. A blackout and death becomes you and yours. Woke with blood in my mouth, went to wash up at the Applebee's, cut my hair and disappear into the commonality. Then hear about some massacre on the news at 11. What kind of monster would be moving so reckless? If it's up, then I give a fuck who approve of the message. I'm in the mood to mush a lieutenant, come root for the menace. Ooh, hiding in the shrubs, higher, riding in the mud. Might be in a cult.
Yo, I'll be in the cut. The cut. The cut. The cut. Yo, I'll be in the cut. Woo! Woo! Yo, I'll be in the cut. The cut. The cut, yo, I'll be in the cut. Woo!
Woo! Ooh. Aesop Rock, the song is The Cut, taken from an album that came out at the end of last year called I Heard It's a Mess There Too. The sub on that album is dirty as all heck. Aesop Rock, The Cut, and that's it. Thank you for tuning into the podcast this week. I've had a lovely time. Tom Crook and the gang will be back next week, I assume, unless some shockwave has passed through the Edit Radio podcast world that I am not aware of. Tune in anyway to see who turns up. I'll be back next month. Real talk, sorry to those of you who have birthdays in January, but January sucks, right? So if you're, hopefully you're doing really well. If you're somebody who's slightly feeling the pain of the cold and the wet and the damp and the dark, I don't know, just know that you're not going through this by yourself. Try and get out there into places, take a walk in the daylight if you can find any where you are, and make a couple of plans, something to look forward to, would be my unqualified advice that you did not ask for. I'm going to the cinema this coming weekend, and even though it's only a tiny little thing, I cannot wait, and it's given me something to look forward to this week. I'm going to leave you with a song by Melodies Echo Chamber, who just released their recent album called Unclouded. You know, every time I try and do a podcast, I try and include something from an album that came out within the past 6 weeks, which is fine normally, but January's a nightmare because nothing gets released in December. Record labels don't want to release records in December. They don't think you want to buy albums and go to gigs. They think you want to hang out with your colleagues, get really drunk, and listen to Fairy Tale of New York on the radio. So they don't release anything. But thankfully, Melodies Echo Chamber to the rescue. It's a short little ditty. It's called The House That Doesn't Exist. And thank you, Melodies Echo Chamber, for becoming, practically by default, my favourite recent album. Take care of yourselves. I love you. Goodbye.